All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. Welcome. Happy New Year. And tonight we're doing a show about, I read this great book by a guy named Chris Stamey, who played in the DBs, and it's called The Spy in the House of Loud. And it's a really cool book. And what I thought we'd do is have a show devoted to that book, as I usually do. I used to do it, or I was doing it with the 33 and a Third series, and I did it with a couple others. I think there was one devoted to The Clash, and then there were some others. So now it's going to be A Spy in the House of Loud. Chris Stamey, he was in the DBs. He was worked closely with Peter Holsapple, and we're going to try to play some music from his catalog and from the DBs and some of the other artists who were mentioned in the book. What he did is he moved from North Carolina to New York City, and he made a little career for himself. And so what we're starting off now here is this song, She's Not Worried, which is from the record Stands for Decibels here in 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
She's not bothered by the foolish way I lead my life. Oh,
All right, 1,000 points of light. Oh, microphone moved there. That was funny. That's Paul Westerberg from the single soundtrack, Waiting for Somebody. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. We're having a Chris Damey show based on the book, A Spy in the House of Loud. And it's actually not a bad book. I thought it was a memoir, but it was kind of more like sort of the ins and the outs and some heavy musical theory regarding his playing. It's getting a little hot in here. I think I'm going to take off a sweatshirt or something. Before that, big star. So when Chris Damey moved to New York from North Carolina, he got together with Alex Chilton. And Alex Chilton was a big part of his story and part of the book. So we played Big Star. That was 13 from number one record, Radio City. Before that, Television, See No Evil from Marquee Moon. And we heard the DB's She's Not Worried from the Stands for Decibels record. And we're going to continue on. You know, I didn't realize this quite. Maybe I need to do more research before this. But this is The Spy in the House of Love, a song by the DBs, but I think it's from the Like This record, which is after Stamey left the band, so he's not actually playing on this song, which is too bad. But we will get back to that, so I apologize for that minor snafu. That's with it, but this is what we're going to hear now, A Spy in the House of Love from Like This, the DBs, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I'm just a spy.
Thank you. ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
We want, and the future is certain. Give us time.
And the Talking Heads, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that's off of Little Creatures. And that was Road to Nowhere. So I have to say that that was actually a CD recording of a bad cue-up job that I did recording tracks from Little Creatures. So when you heard that slow, when you heard that poor cue-up version, when you heard the song just kind of drag as it was played, that wasn't me cueing up vinyl. It was even worse. It was a CD recording that I made a mix CD of a bad cue-up job. So that's... just want to clear that up. Okay, the letter before that for Alex Chilton from, that's the Box Tops. We heard that from the Best of the Box Tops prior to that. Matthew Sweet, who was a contemporary of Chris Stamey. They were in the Golden Palominos together. We're going to find some Golden Palominos and play that. The DB started things off. A Spy in the House of Love. Now, I can be forgiven for thinking that included Chris Stamey because that's kind of like the name of his book. The book is called The Spy in the House of Loud. And here you have the song called The Spy in the House of Love. I thought for sure that was a song that he was on or he co-wrote or whatever. Evidently not. So anyway, but that's sort of the idea for the show is Chris Stamey. It's, a lot of his stuff is hard to find, I have to say. anyway, but the book was pretty good. So we're going to stick it out. And I did find this track from him. It's actually credited to Chris Stamey and the DBs called I Thought You Wanted to Know. We're going to hear that right now. This is a good one from him. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
You say to me, She said, don't waste your words, they're just lies. I cried, she was deaf. And she worked on my face until breaking my eyes. And what else you got left? It was then that I got up to leave, but she said, don't forget. Everybody must give something back for something they get. I stood there and hummed. I tapped on her drum. I asked her how come. And she buttoned her boot and straightened her suit. Then she said, don't get cute. So I forced my hands in my pockets and felt in my thumbs. And gallantly handed her my very last piece of gum. She threw me outside, I stood in the dirt where everyone walked. Forgotten my shirt, I went back and knocked. I waited in the hallway, she went to get it, and I tried to make sense out of that picture of you in your wheelchair that leaned up against her Jamaican run. And when she did come, I asked her for some. She said, no dear, I said your words aren't clear, you better spit out your gum. She screamed till her face got so red, and she fell on. I filled up my shoe and brought it.
All right, that's Chris Damey. We heard that from Instant Excitement. So I finally was like, oh, well, maybe there's a collection of his vinyl here in the studio.
Just have some chaos before we begin, and then I'll...
Oh, apparently there's more. This is obviously not the most radio-friendly record. If you haven't heard of him, this is probably a reason why.
Okay. All right, see, that was good, right?
The glamour of the gay nightlife has lured you to a place where the wine and liquor flow. You aim to be anybody's baby. And you've left.
All right, we're not going to hear that. Anyway, so where were we? So we had that, and then we heard Fourth Time Around from Yola Tengo. Ira Kaplan, one of the main songwriters in Yola Tengo, worked with Chris Damey at New York Rocker. So they're friends. They were making music together. I think Chris Damey actually appeared on a Yola Tengo song. And then we had R.E.M. So they're a contemporary of the Chris Damey and the DBs. Of course, Peter Holsapple was kind of like a shadow member of R.E.M. for a little while. We heard Radio for Europe, the original Hiptone single from the eponymous collection. And then Chris Damey and the DB started things off with I Want You, or I Thought You Wanted to Know from... Actually, that was from a Children of Nuggets compilation. So we're digging deep here. So that's the story. It's been, so far, A Spy in the House of Loud is the name of the book written by Chris Damey. And we've been playing songs from that book that were referenced in the book, or artists that he was... friends with or contemporaries of, certainly Alex Chilton. You know, when I read that book, I wanted Alex Chilton to be more of a presence, to kind of be more of a presence in his life, or just if I could hear more about what it was like to be with him, to work with him. It's kind of like you can't just mention that and sort of move on, and that was sort of, I mean, it was more than just one mention, but I felt like it should have been more. I don't know, maybe he didn't want the book to be about him too much. Could be. Anyway... up next, another track for this Chris Damey and the Date and the DBs, If and When, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
If and when you come. Your face.